This is Gemara, how Rabbi Akiva became Frum. All right? So if we understand this a little bit, maybe we'll understand what properties or what makes you become Frum, or what makes you become, what's the tchunot, what's those things that help you out. All right. Rabbi Akiva, Re'e, the Ben Kalva Savua. Rabbi Akiva was the shepherd of Ben Kalba Savua, of Kalba Savua. Kalba Savua was one of the richest people in Yerushalayim. Why is he called Kalba Savua? Rashi explains. He was one of the richest people in Yerushalayim. Shekol hanichnas lebeito, anyone who enters his house, Ra'ev, who was hungry, kekelev, like a dog, hayayotze saver, would go out completely satiated. Okay? We need to know that. That Rabbi Akiva was a shepherd of one of the richest people in Yerushalayim. Okay, let's see what happens now. Havichazite Barte, his daughter saw him. She had an eye on him, right? She saw him. No, that doesn't mean that. Chazite Barte, his daughter saw him. What? What did she see in him? What did she see in him? Dahavitzania. Then he potential, right. David Saniya Umale. What's Saniya Umale? Tanua means humble. Umale. And had good midas. Right, had good midas. Amrale. She told him, hey, listen, guys, if any girls walk in here and they're watching, be careful. Amrale. Chazvashah doesn't happen here, right? Amrale. If you will marry me, if I will marry you to be right. Now, generally speaking, a woman doesn't do the kedushin; it doesn't work. But here, she suggested, if I will be married to you, Azalt Lebeirav, will you go and learn in yeshiva? This is a guy who picked him up in Manhattan, right? He's a businessman. You see, he's humble. And he has good midas. He doesn't know a word of Torah. He was from. He kept Torah mitzvahs, but he didn't learn anything. He wasn't in yeshiva.
Is that like Akiva?
This is Rabbi Akiva.
He kept Torah mitzvahs?
Kept Torah mitzvahs. He wasn't,
oh, really?
Yeah, wasn't a Balti. Well, he kept Torah mitzvahs. He kept Shabbos.
Oh, I ruined it. I thought it
was more No. He was an Amaris. He kept Torah mitzvahs. So I'm sorry to disappoint you guys. Okay. Maybe next year.
I don't believe in Torah.
That's it. He kept Torah mitzvahs.
I thought Torah by heart by the time he was seven.
No. He didn't go to yeshiva. He was an Amaris. Okay, let's get better. Because a different Gemara. The Gemara in Pesachim that says that when he hated Talmidei Chachamim. He was an Amorite and he hated Talmidei Chachamim. Why he hated Talmidei Chachamim? He hated them more, right? He would want to bite them, not the bite of a dog, but the bite of a donkey. What's the difference between a bite of a dog and a bite of a donkey? A donkey bites into the bones. He hated them be'etzim, to the shorish. He hated them the deep hatred. This is the Rabbi Akiva we're talking about. He had good midas, though. Good midas. Right? Just hated Talmidei Chachamim. Uh-huh. But he had good midas. So the Gemara, we have to understand. The Gemara there explains that an Amar Aretz, someone who doesn't have Torah, hates Talmidei Chachamim. Why? Because he could have been a Talmid Chacham. And he didn't choose to be that way. So he hates Talmidei Chachamim. Who hates Talmidei Chachamim more?
The wives of
Amar Aretz. Why? An Amar Aretz, to become a Talmid Chacham, he has to go to yeshiva and sit and schwitz and learn. It's a lot of effort. The wife of a Amar Aretz, all she had to do is find a nice Talmid Chacham. It was easier for her. So since it was easier for her and she picked the wrong guy, she hates more. So some you hate, get it clear what the Gemara is telling you. You hate what?
What you see in them that what
you could do. Something you don't like about yourself, you hate.
Or something you don't understand.
Something you don't like in yourself, you hate. When you see someone who you could be that person or be the wife of that person, that causes the hatred. It's a missed opportunity. You missed that opportunity and someone else took it, that person you hate. Because it's called kina. It's called, how do you say kina? Jealousy of that. Right? Anyway, we're not going to do that. So now, this Rabbi Akiva, apparently he had, this is what the Gemara says, he was an anav, he was humble, and he had good character traits. So now, the daughter of one of the richest people in the world, in Yerushalayim, that was pretty rich, and he was a big Hachnasas Orchim, and he had the rabbis come into his house, right? Many, many times. He could have picked the best Talmud, the best Tanaic Talmud. He could have picked the best student. He got to the top yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael and picked the top student. He came. The daughter walked into Machon Yaakov, saw a guy who just walked in, right? Long hair, earrings. Saw he was a good Talmud. Doesn't have earrings so much here, right? Saw a good Talmud, had good midas. Said, you stay in Machon Yaakov a few years and, you know, Hemshech, a few other yeshivas afterwards, I'll marry you. What would you do if you were her father? You could have got the top bacha in any yeshiva. The best midas, the best hasmada, the biggest boy. Why is she picking this such a guy?
Hasmada,
ask her why. Hasmada, yeah, ask her why, okay. But what would you do? Best be honest. What would you do? You'd ask her why. Okay, ask her why. He has good midas, Dad. I like him. He has good midas. I see a lot of potential here. What? Okay, so you see a lot of potential. But I can get you one of the best Tanaim in Yerushalayim. I can get you the best Boch in Yerushalayim. What potential? I can get you the best. The one who got to the potential. What happens if this guy doesn't get his potential? Then you're stuck. And it sounds as if from this Gemara that he wouldn't have learned Torah had she not made that condition. So that means he wasn't going to learn Torah. That means he didn't work it out for himself. She helped him work it out. She gave him the push. It's not a boy who's sitting in Machon Yaakov even. It's a boy who's from keeping Torah mitzvahs, and he's a shepherd. He's a businessman in Manhattan. He's not even in yeshiva yet. Why in the world would one of the top shidduchim in Yerushalayim go for such a boy? It doesn't make sense. Right? No, it doesn't.
They're in love.
No, it is not. Sorry, this is not Hollywood.
It's the personality type
for
most of
the matchup. No, it doesn't work like that. In the Frum world, it doesn't work like that. The father gets the shidduch for the girl.
If we're talking strictly on paper, fine, it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense.
I also, side point is, like, I thought you can't, someone can't convert to Judaism, but, like, become more religious because of...
No, you can't convert because of your spouse. That's a question. But not if you're Jewish, you can become more religious. Not more religious, you can learn Torah because of a condition. I don't know if she made a real condition. She just suggested it to him. Now, it's a very strange situation. I mean, Reish Lakish is something special.
What's the whole story with the stone and the drop?
Yeah.
Is that coming?
Yeah, that's not coming here. That's a different chazal. That's not coming here. You ever saw holes in stones?
Yeah.
Yeah. That caused you to come to yeshiva?
No.
Yeah. We all know about the drop of water with the stone, and then Rabbi Akiva makes a kal v'chomer for himself, and he says, if water which is soft can make an impression on a stone which is hard, divrei Torah, the words of Torah which are like fire, can't make an impression on my lev basa, on my heart of flesh. Hello, guys. We see a lot of stones which have little indentations from water. You know, you go to all these canyons and all these different things. None of us make these kal v'chomers, right?
So what's that
story? So far to today, any boy that came to yeshiva, I never met one guy who came to yeshiva who told me, you know, I went to the Grand Canyon, Rabbi, and I saw this water flushing down, and I saw the effect it had on the stones, and I made a kal v'chomer for myself. Nope, never met a guy like that.
It's already been done, you know.
So it's already, you're okay. If he's a Baal Teshuvah, he didn't know about this, right? So it hasn't already been done.
Maybe he just didn't tell it.
Could be. Let's see what happens. All right, you with me? Okay. So now it goes. What he says, Amala, he told her, "In itkat shalei, I'll marry her. Butzina, privately they got married. Vishadrate. Right? Shema Avua, her father heard that she got married to the shepherd boy. Oh man, this is serious news. Afka Mebete, he kicked her out. Adra Hana Minichse, right? Adra Hana Minichse. He took away all the benefits that she could have from his property. She couldn't have. Azu Yativ Tre Sare Shanin. She went and she sat waiting for Rabbi Akiva after she sent him 12 years. Right? He went and sat, Rabbi Akiva went and sat 12 years with Beirav by himself without his wife. Right? His wife, Azu, got married, said, now we're married. Go learn. Go learn for 12 years. No visiting time, no nothing. His wife was there in her house with zero, without the husband, without her father's help.
How did she support herself?
I don't know. She wasn't very rich. Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara says stories of Rabbi Akiva. He wasn't very rich.
Did they have any kids?
Yeah, they had kids. I don't know if... Yeah, they had kids. Maybe from the beginning. They're not... Maybe in the beginning, but maybe not in the beginning, maybe towards the end. I'm not sure when the kids came around. Are you hearing? Now this is a weird story, isn't this? First of all, you're going to tell me, Rabbi, come on. We were in the Fushurim. Father shouldn't behave like that. Okay, the daughter does something wrong. Look, he's a from guy. Bring him in, be makar of him. Well, what's the big deal, right? You have to understand something. What she did was unheard of. You're marrying a boy. This Kaaba ben Tzavua, his aracha for Torah was unbelievable. What he held for Torah was unbelievable. You, my daughter, are marrying someone who doesn't know Torah? My whole life I brought you up to have an aracha for Torah, to have a, how you call it? Aroha,
longing,
a respect, an understanding of the value of Torah. And you go marry a shepherd boy? What happened to you? You have a screw loose? Obviously, something's wrong here. Out. Now, we don't understand that. The pain for that father. That was too much for him to handle. We don't understand how. I mean, normal father wouldn't do such a thing. He wouldn't kick out his child. But the pain was so great for him that she went completely off the derech, as far as he was concerned. Completely off the derech. Now you know how your parents feel, right? You go to yeshiva, no support, right? Oh, well, I'm big now. I know you support mom and dad, right? You're going off the derech. So, she must have seen something, and that's what the Gemara says, we don't understand. And that obviously her father didn't understand. Obviously she tried to explain it to her father, but the father didn't understand. And no one understood. Because, you know, there were rabbis there at the time. Her father had all the rabbis at his beck and call. Please convince my daughter, this is a stupid thing to do. So, we're not understanding this Gemara at all. That means, al pi teva, normally, this shepherd boy was not going to become big rabbi. It was not going to happen, al pi teva. Normal situation, right? He was not going to become a big rabbi. Correct? So she did a bad and foolish thing. Okay? He went and learned for 12 years. Now, you marry a guy and you send them away for 12 years? You love this guy? Yeah? So you send him away for 12 years? You know any girl who marries you because you're...
Because what?
Because you're humble and you have good character traits, and then she loves you so much, she must have loved him so much, because she gave up all of her father's care, all of her parental care, her household, the riches she lived in, and she lived for a pauper, not for 1 year, for 12 years, without a husband. You know what that is? Forget if you're a poor girl and you live poor for 12 years. You can understand that. Even that's a sacrifice, to live without your husband. But you're a rich girl. You are the richest girls in Yerushalayim. You have everything. You have maids. You have the works. And you give up all of that for this guy? And then you send him away? That makes sense to you? No, it doesn't make sense. There's something that you love more. There's something that you see, something much bigger. Your father's chinuch was a good chinuch. You have the respect, the aracha, how you say aracha? The value of something elyon, the value of something much, much higher than human love of a wife, of a husband. There's something much, much higher happening here. Her love for Torah. Her love for seeing something which is such a potential. You know who Rabbi Akiva turns out to be? Who is this Rabbi Akiva? We're going to see who this Rabbi Akiva is. It's not just another Tano she brought into the world. Let's see. Okay. Ki Ata, when it came, the 12 years, the end of the 12 years, that was the agreement. Go learn for 12 years. Kiata, Aiti Bahade came with him, Tre Sare Alfe Talmidi. Not only did he learn for 12 years, he had 12,000 students. It's pretty good for 12 years, right? How many of you, after 1 year, you have 1,000 students?
A couple of hundred.
Okay, it's exponential, you're saying. Okay, you're on the way. 12,000 students. We're not talking about a regular human person here. Shame Lahu Saba. He heard from a certain Saba, generally speaking, that's Eliyahu Navi. The Ka'amala, Ad Kama, until how long? Ka Midaberet Almanot Chaim. How long do you leave your wife to be an Almana, right? Someone whose husband's died on them while he's still alive. How long do you keep your wife as an almana? As a, how you say an almana?
Widow.
A widow. How long do you widow your wife? Well, he didn't realize that? He has such good midas, he doesn't realize that his wife's waiting for him? You didn't realize that one? One thing you don't do when you get married is come home too late. She's made the breakfast. She made the meal. It got burnt. She'll complain. It's got burnt. See, it got burnt because of you. She doesn't really care about the meal got burnt. She also cares. She's complaining you came late. 12 years late? Eliyahu Navi, what? He had 12,000 Talmidim. He didn't learn Shalom Bayis classes? He didn't think about going back to his wife? Give her a call. Send her a shliach. How's she doing? You didn't think of calling her? What are we talking about here?
They have
cell phones. Oh, that's the reason. Okay. Nowadays, it's a bit easier. You get your apps, right?
He went to go back.
You can Google her, right? You can FaceTime. FaceTime her. Even better, right? You thought it was only a dream. It's real, right? Baloney like that, right? What's happening? This Gemara doesn't make sense.
How long did she think he was going to go study for?
Well, I don't know.
Go study.
I don't know what the Gemara says. Do you hear? We see that you need Eliyahu Navi come to tell him, go back. What about your wife? Let's see what happens. Amrele, she told him, E Lididi Tzait, now he's coming home, if to me he would listen, Yativ Tre Sare Shani Achrini, he would live, go and learn another 12 years. So what happens here?
His wife told her to her friend.
Yeah. He comes home with the 12,000 Talmidim. He hears a certain Saba who tells her, how long are you going to leave yourself as a widower? He's coming home after 12 years. She tells him, if he was to listen to me, he'd go for another 12 years. So it sounds like from the Gemara, she allowed him to go for the first 12 years. He's coming home with 12,000 talmidim. She tells this Saba, this grandfather, this old man, right? If it was up to me, he would go for another 12 years. What did he do? Amar b'rishus kavdina. I did with rishus. I did. I have her permission. Hada azil. He didn't come back and say, oh, hi, I'm back. I'll stay home a day and I'll go back. No. He went back. V'yativ treis sari shani achrini. And he went and sat another 12 years. That makes sense to you?
Very inconsiderate,
right? He had the Gemara doesn't lie. Gemara says he had good midas and he was humble. And the Gemara says here, right? We're not talking about our generation. The Gemara says here that she said she should go home. Go back to learn for another 12 years. And she meant it. Okay, so let's try and understand here. So you went another 12 years in the base of Medrash. And this time, when he came back after the last 12 years, Kiyata, Aiti Yade, Esrin Va'alba Alfa Talmidim. He now had 24,000 students. Okay. Huh? It was exponential. Okay. So you should have 1 year Mochan Yaakov, at least 1,000 students, hey? Okay, that's probably why. Okay. So now, right. He didn't go home for his little vacations, right? To Tehran land, California, right? Anyway, but let's go back. Why didn't he say pop in and say hi? Just understand. He was a very considerate person. But it's not the same learning Torah for 12 years and stopping learning and learning Torah for 24 years without stopping learning. We don't understand that because we eat, we sleep, we schmooze, we do all sorts of things. If we understood the hasmada of Rabbi Akiva, we would have understand the difference. For us, we understand the difference of learning an hour without talking to a chavrusa about something not to do with learning and 2 hours learning without talking to a chavrusa. Or maybe it's 5 minutes, I don't know. Everyone's different. But you try learning something solidly for an hour as opposed to learning 10 minutes break, 10 minutes break. There's a big difference. For Rabbi Akiva, that was a big difference. And his wife also understood that. Go learn for another 12 years. So she was an almana. She was without a husband for 24 years.
No kids?
I don't know. And so far, I don't know if there's kids. I mean, unless they had in the beginning, I don't know. But so far, no kids. Doesn't say about kids. I don't know. So what's happening? What gave her that koach? She went against the whole family, against all the rabbis who could try. I'm sure the rabbis were convinced it wasn't a good idea, because the rabbis could have convinced her father. He listened to the rabbis. The rabbis would have convinced her father that she's doing wrong to her. He was a person who was a very frum gentleman. He was a very special gentleman. He was a very spiritual person. So what's happening here? We're missing a point.
She was a good woman.
A very good woman. Yeah. Very good. We don't do these things to our wives, even for a day, right? Oh, I'm leaving. And you come home and says, you could go for another day. Oh, let's go learn for another day. Come after 2 days. See, I gave you 1 day. You took 2 days. You don't consider me. Da, 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 da. Right? I'm not saying that's what happens, but it could happen, right? It makes perfect sense if that happens, right? We're not Rabbi Akiva, and she's not Rachel. We have to understand what happens here. She saw something very special in him, more than we understood. She saw such a foundation for Torah. Anava is the foundation for Torah. Humility is the foundation for Torah. Good midas is a foundation for Torah. If you have those two things, the impact Torah can have on your life is unbelievable. Humility and good character traits. We all come with not such good character traits. We all come with not such good humility. The Chumash says, Moshe Rabbeinu, peh al peh yedabebo. He spoke to Kadosh Baruch Hu mouth to mouth. We can't understand such a thing. He saw Bas Begloria Meira. Why? How come? Because he was the most humble Mikol Adam. He was the most humble person in this world. Humility and Torah go together. If you're humble, you have Torah. If you're not humble, you don't have Torah. You have Chochmah, not Torah. She saw qualities for Torah. Ha'ava for Rabbi Akiva, her love for Rabbi Akiva was that he could be a Torah giant. Her love wasn't a love of him per se. It was, of course, of him per se, because he represented to her something very, very spiritual. Their love for each other was a higher love. Was a love that they both had a love for Torah. They both had a love for something much, much higher than themselves. You with me? When that happens, you can give up 12 years for Torah. When he hears that she's giving it, he knows who she is. He knows who she is. He knows she gave up all of what she had for him. For him, for Torah. She didn't want him at home. Go learn. If she said, go for another 12 years, she meant it. He went, Barishus. Who is this Rabbi Akiva? He's coming back now with 24,000 students. Shama de Beitehu, Havit Kanafka Lape. He heard that his wife was coming out to greet him. After 24 years. Amrula, Shiv Vavta, told her shchenim, her neighbors, She'ili ma'ani, go borrow, she wasn't a rich woman, go borrow a dress, lavush ve'ichsi, go and dress yourself up nice, you know, put some nice stuff on, your husband's coming home, you haven't seen him in 24 years. Amralahu, she told them, Yodea tzaddik nefesh behemto. A tzaddik knows the soul of his animal. That's what she called herself to Rabbi Akiva. Nefesh behemto. Rabbi Akiva is a tzaddik nefesh behemto. That's her shibud. That's her yachas she had to him. Her aracha she had to him. Her respect she had to him. Respect of what? Him? The respect she had for the Torah. That's what gave her the koach. Ki matya legabe, when she came to him, when she came to him, nafla al apa, she fell on her face. Ka menashkele, she kissed his feet. Lekare, to his feet. Havika midachvila, the 24,000 Talmidim. This is what this woman wants. Go away. There's people who don't see the rabbi. Go away. They're pushing her away. Amalahu. He was said, stop. Shavkua. Leave her. Sheli. What I have. V'shelachem. And what you have. What I taught you. Shelahu. It's hers. She was the gorim. She got a good chinuch from her husband, her father, from her parents' house. She got a good upbringing. She really knew what it is to value Torah. And we see that in the end, when Rabbi Akiva became this very special person, this giant in Torah learning, this giant in teaching Torah. She didn't want any covered from herself. She didn't want any respect from herself. She bowed down here. Not bowed down, she put herself down on his feet, kissed his feet. He should be kissing her feet. Her respect for what he represents. He represents Torah. He represents Torah Shebaal Peh. You know our Torah Shebaal Peh, who we have? Who is called Torah Shebaal Peh, the Moser, the person who passed on all of the oral law? Rabbi Akiva. Our Torah Shebaal Peh, our oral law, is passed on today through Rabbi Akiva, the Talmidav, and his students. Not these 24,000 students. These 24,000 students, unfortunately, that's a different Gemara. That's why we have Sfiras HaOmer. They were lost. And then we went and had another five students. From those five students, all of Torah Shebaal Peh came to us. This is the Rabbi Akiva. This is the Rabbi Akiva. A different Gemara. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu that everything that he knows, some Talmid Vatik, the Talmidim, the Chidushim of later on, will be known. So he showed him Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva, you know, you have these little sticks on the letters of the Torah, or the word letters, called Tagim, right? He was Dorish Tili Tilim V'Halachot. He was Dorish thousands and thousands of laws from the Tagim of the Otiyot. Moshe Rabbeinu told God, "You're giving me Torah? Should give it to Rabbi Akiva." Until Chalash Date, the Gemara says, Moshe Rabbeinu, Chalash Date of Moshe Rabbeinu. We don't understand who Rabbi Akiva was. Chalash Date. Then the Gemara says, "What happens?" Then Rabbi Akiva asked the question. Said, "No, this is Halacha of Moshe Mishina." Came back, okay. We have to understand that Gemara. It's a separate Gemara. We have to learn that. Maybe we'll learn that next week. We have to learn that Gemara, what that Gemara means. We're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu represented Torah Shebichtav, the written law. Rabbi Akiva represented Torah Shebaal Peh. Now you understand what we're talking about? She saw something very deep. She saw something very, very special here. It wasn't just another Talmid. She saw a potential. If it wasn't for her, what would be with the Torah? What would be with the Torah Shebaal Peh? What would have happened? We wouldn't have had it. Wouldn't have been the same. Sheli, I know. V'shelachem, what you know. Shelahi, it's hers. And that came with a value system. A very good chinuch. And a value system. Now let's see what happens. Shema Avua, her father heard. Da'ata Gavra Rabba, that a big rabbi coming to the Lamata, to the city. Ama Izil Legabi, I'll go by him. Efsha, perhaps, the Mafa Nidarai, maybe. Because he made a neder. You know, a neder is he made a vow that she can't benefit from any of his nechasim. 24 years passed. Think. Didn't think we'd ask this question beforehand. He said, after 12 years, he had 12,000 talmidim. He didn't realize. Kanye didn't realize. I don't know how he didn't realize. You have 12,000 talmidim. You don't realize this is your daughter's. He couldn't believe. There was no even havamina, you know. Sometimes, even Yaakov, right? Yaakov, lavadate. There's no way he could believe that this Rabbi Akiva, this shepherd boy, was this Rabbi Akiva who's the has these 12,000 or 24,000 students. There wasn't even a havamin. It's impossible. Atelagabe, he came to him, Amalei. Now he wants to have a petach. When you have a make a vow, you have to have an opening for the vow. What's an opening from the vow? An opening for the vow means there has to be something which is normal that happens, which normally happens, and you didn't think about it. Yeah? That means, he says, Amalei, Adata the Gavra Rabba, Minadat, were you made your neder that your son will become a big rabbi? Even if he just knew one perek of Mishnayos, even if he just knew one halacha, I wouldn't have separated her. He was a complete Am Haaretz. He knew nothing in learning. That's why I separated him. That's why I separated her. Amalei, he told him, Ana, who I am he. Nafal al-ape, he fell on his face, ala, v'nashke, and kissed him, al-kare, on his legs. V'yihiv le'pal gavamone, he gave him half of his wealth. To his baute, right? To of his wealth. Look what goes on. We're going to see, maybe we'll see it. Do you understand? That's a nice story, right? That means he didn't even think, those 24 years, there wasn't even a thought in his head that this was the same son-in-law. And do you understand? Had he known one little halacha, he wouldn't have, at least he knows halacha, at least there's some Torah he knows. No Torah. What's my daughter marrying him? He didn't have her eyes. No one had her eyes. Her value system was so deep that you saw deeply into a person. This is going to be a big Torah scholar. Now Tosis asks a question here. You can't get rid of a vow unless it's something which you normally would happen. So Tosis says, how is this thing a normal thing to happen? You take a shepherd boy and it becomes the biggest rabbi, a big, big rabbi. That's a normal thing? That's normal? No. So Tosis gives an answer. Kivin shahalach, since he went lebei rav to yeshiva to learn, the derechu, it's a normal thing. Beholech lilmod, if a person goes and learns Torah, shenase adam gadol, that he becomes a big rabbi. It's normal. It's not abnormal, it's normal. So what about us? Where's our few thousand Talmidim? Second years, 2,000? No? That's how it goes. Okay, we'll do 3 or 4, it's also good, right? You're giving shurim? What's happening here?
Maybe I'll be married.
You get married? Okay, maybe that's good. Okay, so when you get married?
Those that are willing to learn and less are willing to learn.
You don't mind, there's plenty of people willing to learn around. Right? Okay. So, what's happening here? How's this Derek? There's a little thing we have to understand here. It's only Derek if you have the ground prepared. The Ramchal says in Derek Hashem, the end, he speaks about Talmud Torah. He says, the Torah is one of those things, the thing which can most influence you to change you. But it has two conditions. Yiras HaTalmud, you know what you're learning. You know it's God's word. V'tikun HaMaisim, and the desire to fix yourself, to fix your character traits, to fix your midas, to fix who you are. If you have those two things, says the Ramchal, derechu, then the Torah, the hashpa of the Torah, the influence of the Torah of a person is unbelievable. It can change you completely.
Isn't there sort of like a circular reference in that? Because a lot of people say that they come to believe that Torah is God's word from learning Torah.
Yeah. I'm not talking about, I'm not saying a person when he first comes into the yeshiva, he should just accept God's word. No, you have to think, you have to work things out for yourself. I'm not saying that. But once you get to the stage that this is the way, that's the derech. That's the derech of learning. I'm not saying that's what you have to do before you even learn anything, right? You have to work it out. You have to use your sechel. You have to use your head. Torah is about using your head. We don't believe in blind belief. We believe in understanding. And the more you understand, the closer you are to God. But let's try and understand something here. Says the Ramchal, if you don't have those two conditions in your learning Torah, then Torah is only a segula. It helps. It'll change you. But klape, what Torah can do to you, this is only school. It is like a little charm. It's a charm in comparison to what it can really do. You're misusing the Torah.
What did you think you need?
A year is a Talmud? That means to know what you're learning, which is Torah Hashem.
Is that fear of Talmud?
No. It literally means fear of Talmud. It means fear of Talmud. You don't fear. It means you realize it's God's word. The year that you have means you're really learning God's word. This is something deep. This is something special. This is something unique. And the other thing is tikkun ha'maaseh. You want to fix yourself. You want to be a better human being. You want to improve yourself. You're not sitting around, pass away the time. When you have those two things, the influence that Torah has on your life is unbelievable. Now, we're here. We're in yeshiva. And sometimes we're not going to have this opportunity again. We have to know what we're doing. This Torah that we're learning is not a simple thing. It's something which can transform you. Now, this is a story of Rabbi Akiva. I can tell you a few stories of boys. I'll tell you one story of a boy. He came to yeshiva. Very special boy. At the time, who would have thought? He had a problem with reading, problem with stuff, right? Even the first year, the lowest year, he couldn't get into. But he was a good boy. He had good character traits. He was a good boy. So he's in the yeshiva. Okay, so we have to help him out. So we used to give him a tutor to help him. He had every single letter, every single word, he had something written on the top, right? You guys don't understand what I'm talking about, right? And he just practiced his reading. He couldn't even go to shiur. Then what did we do? Then what happened? Next year, carried on. And he was pounding. He was really working hard. After a few years, he went to another yeshiva. And he was learning very hard. Now, no one would have believed this. He didn't seem like a very clever boy. He seemed like average. Maybe even, certainly no more than average. Maybe even a little less. And one day, I got a call. Got engaged. Went to the engagement. I hadn't seen him for a while. Right here. I had a frum girl, a nice family, very good mishpacha. I knew how come, knew what happened here. But I didn't expect that. And then I hear from his friends, wow, what a masmid he is, what good midas he has, what a good head he has. What, we're talking about the same boy? Yeah. That's Torah. Torah can transform a human being. It's not mathematics. It's not economics. It's not history. It's not physics. Torah is Torah Hashem. Yiras HaTalmud. Torah can change you. Just let it be absorbed. And let it be learned with hasmada. With, how you say hasmada? Like learning all the time.
Diligence.
Diligence. That can change you. We all have a little Rabbi Akiva in us. We all have that part of him that has to come out. That hasmada and that diligence to learn and to continue. B'zor Hashem. We'll also be our own Adam God. We'll be who we can be. We'll bring out our full potential in us. But that comes when you understand what you're learning. You're not learning. This is not a course. Yeshiva is not a course. Yeshiva is Torah. Torah is not something physical. It's something very, very spiritual. When we understand what we're learning, and when we want it to come into us and fix us, we want to fix ourselves with it, the influence it can have is unbelievable. We're not the same people. And even in the 2 years that people are here learning in yeshiva, you see how they look when they walk in, you see how they look when they walk out. They're different, very different. Not different, brainwashed, different. Different, the same, normal people, but they know what they're living for. They know what they're about. They have an understanding of life. Torah can change all of us. Even me. Even me. Okay? Stop here.